with Dell with over 20 years of enterprise technology experience. In this capacity, he consults with companies throughout North America on their cloud architecture and represents Dell at industry conferences. Michael started his career as a mainframe programmer for General Electric and held the role of adjunct professor of marketing at the University of Akron. Michael has a mathematics degree from the University of Cincinnati and an MBA from Penn State. Please welcome Michael Elliott to the Cloud Developer Summit and Expo.
And even though I was a mainframe programmer, I'm really not that old. Yeah, so real quick, I'll go through this quickly. I'm gonna move out here. These are kind of the challenges we all know. What's going on the right-hand side of the thing, it's mobility, it's social media, it's big data, it's cloud. That's where the money is being spent today in the IT industry. On the left-hand side, this is where the money is not being spent. It's that legacy architecture, it's the applications. We did a survey with the economists, and what CXOs, about 70% of CXOs said that they're going to significantly restructure their data center over the next 3 to 5 years. You want to record this? I'll just stay here, keep it simple. So, since we're recording, I'll begin again. So, as we look out at the data center and development growth, the right-hand side of the slide is really where we're seeing the most growth, and that's around social media, around mobility, around big data, and around cloud. Not a lot of surprises there for you. When we did an interview of CXOs through an economist organization, what they said is, in the next 3 to 5 years, 70% of them report that we're going to totally redesign, re-engineer how our data center operates. And that's simply because we have to become more of a services-oriented architecture within our data center. So as we go out and look at private clouds, this is kind of from a Dell perspective, what we're seeing people do, how we're seeing them change. We really classify, there's really two types of private cloud buyers. On the left side is really those mainstream buyers, those ones that, you know, they're out buying proven technology. On the right-hand side, though, are those people that are going on their own. They're really that open stack, open standards kind of platform. So going back to those mainstream buyers, when we look at those mainstream buyers, it really falls into two places. They are either a VMware shop or they're a Microsoft shop. And an interesting trend we're starting to see is those that are going down that VMware cloud stack and looking at that, most of them are having to update to Server 2012. And there's a pause that we're seeing going on around that where people are saying, I see what's going on with Hyper-V. Since I have to update to Microsoft Server 2012, since I have to evolve up to that standard, and I can see that Hyper-V probably does at least 80% of what VMware does, and in reality, from a virtualization perspective, 80% is all I'm using of VMware at the most. So we're starting to see people say, I'm gonna start looking at Hyper-V and not really, you know, continue on that VMware path. I'm gonna start exploring, where does Hyper-V kind of fit into that? Can I do everything I wanna do and continue that stack? And maybe start to incorporate Microsoft Azure into that, into that kind of philosophy going forward. So we're seeing a lot of pause going on from the hypervisor perspective. Now on the right side, people have gone in OpenStack. There was a time when like companies like The Gap were so far at Boeing and Intel, were so far advanced in the hypervisor, in the OpenStack and open standards, they were actually further than HP and Dell and IBM in that development cycle. Now we're starting to see a shift where all these folks, these mainstream buyers, are now starting to look at, I want to go open standards more. I want to look more at open standards and open stack. But I need help. I need assistance. I need that kind of that middle ground. From a Dell perspective, that's where our partnership with Red Hat comes into play. HP has gone on their path from open standards of what they provide, as well as IBM has gone on their standards. So you're starting to see a lot of the major hardware providers either partner or go out on their own direction of being able to provide that kind of open standards solution that's ready-made for customers. Now, examining the private cloud infrastructure, or where we're seeing the development, $67 billion in 2014, $67 billion industry for public cloud, continuing to grow. But we're starting to see a lot of private cloud development. Right now, it's targeted about $40 billion. Now, what surprised many of us is we thought private cloud in 2014 would start to really catch on, would start to really grow. But what we've really found is it actually isn't occurring as fast as we thought. And the belief is the reason why is public cloud has become so cheap and so pervasive that it's just too easy to go straight to public cloud. Now, we believe we're starting to see the trend of folks now saying, I want to start examining private cloud. I've exhausted everything I want to move into public cloud. All my tier three applications, maybe my tier two applications. But now I want to look at how I start evolving those tier one applications. And those I want to put in more of a private cloud scenario. Another interesting statistic that came out of the private cloud research, though, was that around 75-76% of private cloud deployments aren't on site. They're actually going off site to start to explore and develop private cloud deployments. And part of the reason, this is probably a little too much of an eye chart, is if you look at from a private cloud perspective, the thing that jumps up the greatest is standardization. Instead of forcing platforms on their own internal data systems, they've gone outside and said, we're going to build a private cloud and we're going to put standardization around it. Here's the platforms we're going to support. Here's how it's going to look. So they're using that external private cloud to enforce standardization, to put their DevOps teams and say, you can use now this private cloud, but here's how you can use it. Here's your ability to, you know, create compute space, create workspace in this framework. And that's kind of how they've gone forward with that. One of the last things to talk about is this has really changed IT staffing. And I was just at the EDUCAUSE conference yesterday. And EDUCAUSE puts out this IT issues panel, one of the just a great insight resource for what's going on in the education market and what they're looking for. And one of the big things to pull out of that is IT staff has to change. And a lot of times when I'm out talking with customers, like, what is that generational issue you're running into? The guys coming out of college, guys and girls coming out of college, and how they want to develop, what their expectations are of that development life cycle, compared to the people that have been there 30 or 40 years. The people that have been there for a while have to change. The organization has to get flatter. Because a flatter organization is more dynamic. And that's one of the keys coming out of the EDUCAUSE Higher Education Conference, is how organizations have to change to adapt to this new methodology. Then lastly about Dell, Dell's very much open standards first, wherever possible. I come from a mainframe environment, and I talk to, you know, the people that have been in the industry a while, they love their mainframe. And I ask them why. And without saying it, well, it works, it's job security. So I asked the CIO, would you want to buy another mainframe? And their answer is always no. So I apply that down to what about the systems we're developing now? Whether it's VMware-based, whether it's Microsoft-based, whether it's open standards-based. Do the applications you develop now, do you want them to resemble a mainframe where that application could never exist? And the answer is always no. That's the promise, that's availability of open standards. So as you go out and start looking at how you build out those private cloud developments, the applications you're building, putting out on a public cloud development, think open standards first. Think the ability to move those applications from one cloud to another, public to public, public to private. Always keep that in mind because the APIs and the calls matter. So that, thank you very much, Mary. I appreciate the opportunity.